joining us on the phone, the CEO for Mount Alexander Shine, Darren Fuzzard. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for joining us this morning. Hey, I've been left some notes here, Darren, in relation to just the bit of a background as to you. I understand you're a Carlton supporter.
That is true, Daniel.
Is it?
That is true.
Oh, so you don't mind hearing that then?
Not at all, actually.
That's enough.
I'm very happy to be there on the weekend, actually, Daniel, to see Carlton beat Fremantle. And I think just about every Carlton fan stayed for about the fifth version of that song being played. It was fantastic.
I think Castlemaine could beat Fremantle at the moment. So I wouldn't hold it in too high esteem, but 4 points is 4 points, as they say. Hey, let's get straight into a couple of things, Darren. First of all, school holidays activities. There's a bike workshop happening.
There is, Daniel. We've teamed up with the Healthy Heart of Victoria initiative and also Bike Bendigo for this one. The workshop that's focused on equipping participants with information about safe on-road riding, the law for cyclists, and also bike riding skills generally. So our aim there is to help teenagers spend more time outdoors on their bikes, being physically active, obviously. And it's particularly, we hope that it might encourage a few more people to get out there who need a little bit more of a confidence boost to actually get out there on their bike. So that's a workshop coming up. It's on Friday the 16th of April. It goes from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. It's on the Western Reserve in Castlemaine, and it's $5 to go to that. But you can find all the details about that one on our website. We've also got the YMCA's running their popular autumn school holiday program over the break, as they do, and that's got activities like gardening, craft, there's a trip to the local cinema in there, there's a pizza party and lots more. So
pizza party, I'm in.
Yeah, that's all right, doesn't it? So there are still places available, I understand, and if you want to get some more information on what's happening with that one, you can visit the YMCA's website directly, and that's at www.childrensprograms, all one word, .ymca.org.au.
There's something for people who live in the farming zone worth getting onto that one, Darren.
Very much so, Steve. This is the land management rate that you're alluding to, and this is really part of the strong commitment that we've got to environmental sustainability in the Shire. This one's been going for a little while now, this initiative, and what it does, the land management rate, is offers to residents who own land in the farming zone, subject to a few conditions that I'll mention, the opportunity to get a 20% reduction in their rate. So it's a significant opportunity, and to do that, to be qualified for that, you have to have your property rated as a farm in the current financial year. You have to have more than 20 hectares, which is 49 acres in size, and you have to be operating a farming business. So if you meet those requirements, then the next thing you have to do is be able to show that you're planning to undertake environmental protection works on your property in the 21-22 financial year, so next year, over and above what's required under the state government legislation. So things that might be included in there, Steve, are controlling salinity or erosion, protecting remnant vegetation, fencing off waterways, establishing perennial pastures, or revegetating, that's easy to say, with local native plant species. So there's lots of opportunities in there to be able to get that 20% reduction on your rates if you're in the farming zone. You can get more information about all of that, including a copy of the application form, from our website, though, or you can call us and find out more as well. So applications for that one close on Friday the 23rd of April, Steve.
That's a good one, because that's a big saving, and it's worth making the effort, isn't it? Now, on another topic, you're doing some business workshops.
Yeah, we do these workshops. We've been doing these ones for quite a few years now too, Steve, and they're very popular with our business community. So we've got some coming up again in April. There's a range of free and online workshops that are included in there to help our budding business people. So this month we've got digital marketing, we've got social media, and we've got running online events. There's also some others as well, but they're some of the key ones. They're being delivered in partnership with the Melbourne Innovation Centre, and they are just one of many ways that we're trying to help build the skills and the expertise and support our small business operators in our community who are so important. So to see what else there is that we can we try to do to help out our businesses, you can have a look on our website under the business resources section. And as always, if you want to know more, please call us on 5471 1700 and ask for the absolutely wonderful Eva Parkin, who's in our economic development team, who will be more than happy to have a chat with you and help you out.
Darren, really do appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for taking the call and letting us know all about that stuff. But before we go, look, I did cut it off a little short. Come on, sing along, come on.
Sounds wonderful, Daniel. No, I'm not going to spoil it with my voice.
All right, Darren. You did have a win on the weekend.
I think you can stay, Daniel.
Thank you.
Rombo would never have played that twice for me.
Oh, well, I was going to play the Cats theme from yesterday, but, you know, that is... Hey, Darren, really do appreciate your time this morning, and Rombo and Steve will catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks,
Take care.